This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei presided over prayers Monday for Qasem Soleimani as hundreds of thousands of people assembled in Tehran to mourn the top Iranian general. Monday's huge procession followed a similar one Sunday in the southwestern city of Avaz, where black-clad marchers chanted and beat their chests in homage to Soleimani. Iran is observing 3 days of mourning before Soleimani's burial in his hometown of Kerman on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Tehran. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Ismail Haniyeh, in an address to Iranian mourners, described the slain General Qasem Soleimani as a martyr of Jerusalem. Haniyeh vowed that Palestinian militant groups, including his Islamic group that controls Gaza, will walk Soleimani's way to confront the Zionist project and the American influence. Haniyeh's visit to Iran was surprising. In December, Egypt allowed him to travel for his first regional tour since 2017 election into the Hamas leadership on the condition that he wouldn't visit Iran, according to Arab and Israel media reports. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
There's been no rest as officials seize the moment to step up evacuations. Some roads that were once blocked along the coast in New South Wales were reopened, helping people stranded for days to escape.
I've got my family, my cousins, my daughter, my dogs. I think with everybody going on the road, it's just a bit eerie.
After receiving flak for being slow to act, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a further $2 billion Australian dollars to help rebuild.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. From Washington, this is VOA News. Three United States Department of Defense personnel were killed as the Al-Shabaab extremist group overran a key military base used by U.S. counterterrorism forces in Kenya on Sunday. According to the military, the attack on the Manda Bay airfield, which also destroyed several U.S. aircraft and vehicles before it was repelled, was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the eastern African country.
Jurante Dios, ante el pueblo de Venezuela.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido speaking after his supporters re-elected him as head of Congress from a remote location. They were blocked from entering the parliament building by forces still controlled by President Nicolas Maduro. Pro-government legislators seized control of Venezuela's opposition-dominated legislature Sunday, moving to install a backer of President Nicolas Maduro as National Assembly president, while government security forces blocked opposition lawmakers from entering the building. U.S. and many other world leaders have acknowledged Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. At least 30 people have been killed in an attack on a Libyan military academy. Julian Satherwaite reports.
The health ministry said Sunday that the toll was likely to rise, with many more injured. Libya's capital faces growing conflict. It's under the control of the internationally recognized Government of National Accord, but faces an offensive by the rival Libyan National Army, or LNA. Forces allied with the government blamed it for Saturday's attack, which they called an aerial bombing. The foreign ministry called for LNA chief Khalifa Haftar to be referred to the International Criminal Court. They say he's guilty of crimes against humanity.
That is Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reporting. 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the big movie awards at the Golden Globes, with Fleabag and Succession winning in the TV categories. AP's entertainment correspondent Margie Saraletta has more.
Among the winners for the movie acting awards were Renee Zellweger, Joaquin Phoenix, Awkwafina, and Brad Pitt. Among the TV acting award winners were Brian Cox, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Olivia Colman, and Rami Youssef, who joked he knows that no one has seen his show, Rami. Ricky Gervais hosted for the fifth time and had no plans for being invited back.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Japan's justice minister vowed Monday to strengthen border departure checks and review bail condition after Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, fled the country. Masako Mori told reporters at a news conference the ministry has already acted to prevent a recurrence but declined to give details. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.